Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
I have a riddle for you, Laura.
Oh, 你真的很爱跟我玩诶，好吧，好吧，还 riddle 猜谜嘞。OK, 来吧。
OK, what is something you use every single day?、
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the first thing you touch when you wake up.
OK.
It pretty much doesn't leave your sight or side all day.Do you have any guesses yet, or do you need more clues?
这个很简单啊，早上起来第一个碰触到的，然后一整天几乎都不离身。我知道 ，a bottle of water， 因为我一早起床的时候就喝水啊，然后一整天我都会拿着我的水壶，是不是？是不是？我是不是猜对了
？Do you drink that much water?
Not really. Okay, so
no, something else. It always goes. It makes a sound or it vibrates sometimes.
Oh, 我知道，你是说手机 smartphones, cell phones?
Yes, today's、mm-hmm. picture dictionary is about cell phones. We're going to learn the names of the things we see inside and around our cell phone. Are you guys ready? Let's get started.
Talking, texting, technology.
Touchscreen.
Touchscreen.
My grandpa prefers a phone with buttons.Instead of a touchscreen.
My grandpa prefers a phone with buttons instead of a touchscreen.
App.
App.
Application.
Application.
Aaron downloaded a messaging app to keep in touch with friends.
Aaron downloaded a messaging app to keep in touch with friends.
Widget.
Widget.
A calendar widget.Is useful because it shows your schedule on the screen.
A calendar widget is useful because it shows your schedule on the screen.
Settings.
Settings.
You can change the settings on your phone, like the time zone and language.
You can change the settings on your phone, like the time zone and language.
Home button.
Home button.
Press the home button to get back to the main screen.
Press the home button to get back to the main screen.
Battery icon.
Battery icon.
If the battery icon is red, you should charge your phone.
If the battery icon is red, you should charge your phone.
So the first word of our picture dictionary makes up most of a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
The touchscreen is the screen of the cell phone. It's actually two words combined into one.
Okay.
Touch, which means to feel something with your hands or another part of your body, and screen. A screen is a flat surface at the front of a television, a computer, or other electronic device on which you see pictures or information. Here is an example sentence for the word touchscreen. My grandpa prefers a phone with buttons instead of a touchscreen. My grandpa prefers a phone with buttons instead of a touchscreen.
好，一开始我们就看到了今天的图解字典，第一个字就是touchscreen 就是触控荧幕，那这当然是由两个字而组合成的一个字哦。Touch 相信大家都不陌生，就是碰啊、触摸啦。那 screen 就是荧幕的意思，像是刚刚英中老师有提到，像是电脑荧幕啦 ，computer screen，、
right.
或是哦电视荧幕 TV screen， 或是当然我们的手机的这个荧幕也是用 screen 来表示哦。那刚刚的例句提到的就是呢，哎，我的爷爷他喜欢有按键的，也就是 buttons。的一个手机，不喜欢有触控荧幕的手机哦。
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, cell phones didn't have touchscreens, right?
Right.
You remember that?、
Mm-hmm.
We controlled our cell phones with buttons. And even before that, cell phones didn't have color screens or cameras.
我都几乎忘记，因为感觉好像很久哦。好，那之前的手机大家不知道知不知道，其实功能都还是蛮简单的哦。就像呢，它也没有现在的彩色荧幕啦，或者是有相机功能等等哦。
Anyways, let's get back to our article. The next word is app. It's short for application. So when I came to Taiwan, I noticed that people in Taiwan say APP,
APP.
instead of app. For example, they will say, what's APP instead of WhatsApp?
真的，我不知道为什么大家都喜欢说 APP。那如果我讲 APP 的时候，他们可能还反应说，哼，你在说什么？其实 APP 是错误的念法哦，因为它其实是 application 的一个简称，所以我们要念什么呢？就是 APP。所以同样刚刚那个 Angela 老师提到就是 WhatsApp 就是我们之前会用来就是在 Line 还没有那么 popular 的时候我们都会常常用 WhatsApp.
Yeah, and plus you don't even spell out what, so why do you spell out app? Anyways, an application is a program designed to do a particular job. It's pretty much a piece of software. All the little icons on your phone are applications.
真的，我们来看一下刚刚提到的 app.这个应用程式的意思哦，刚刚有提到它是 application 的缩写哦。那其实呢，我们下载程式啦，下载的英文就是 download， 然后我们在手机下载后，诶，就会看到手机桌面上会有小小的 icon， 就是符号。
So a lot of websites now have their own apps, which you can download on your phone. A company could have a website and an app. So when it is on your phone, it's called an app.
Right.
Okay. So here is an example sentence. Aaron downloaded a messaging app to keep in touch with friends. Aaron downloaded a messaging app to keep in touch with friends.
Okay, Aaron 下载一个通讯应用程式来和朋友保持联络。然后没有错，其实现在很多的网站他们自己都会写 app。那所以有时候你可以在像 Line， 你网络上就可以用，然后手机上也可以用。
The next word in our picture dictionary is widget. I like the sound of this word, widget. A widget is a small box on a computer screen that delivers changing information, such as news items or weather reports, while the rest of the page remains the same.
Widget 是不是觉得这个字很可爱呢 ？OK， 它的意思就是小工具，而且我真的觉得这个字真的听起来就像跟 Angela 老师说 ，Widget 听起来好像蛮可爱的。它是什么呢？它是基本上是一个放在桌面上的一个小玩意儿，它可以提供使用者一些简易的界面去执行一些常常用的功能，像是刚刚有提到，像是 news 类就是新闻类之类的，就会有它的 widget。
Yeah， here is an example sentence. A calendar widget is useful because it shows your schedule on the screen. A calendar widget is useful because it shows your schedule on the screen.
OK, 日历小工具很实用，我也喜欢这个 calendar widget 哦，因为它可以在荧幕上显示你的行程，也就是 schedule.
So you might be wondering, what's the difference between a widget and an app? And I think you might have mentioned this earlier a little bit in your explanation just now, but I went online to look for the answer because I didn't know. So Android users are familiar with widgets, maybe not iOS or iPhone users. Okay, so widgets are many programs that live and run on the phone's home screen. So that means they perform simple functions like a clock widget can show you both the time and the temperature. So widgets can also work like control switches for other parts of the system. For example, a widget can be used to turn the phone's Bluetooth function on or off. It's kind of like a shortcut.
Okay,
so widgets are what allow Android users to customize their phone. And you know, as an Apple user, you can't really customize your phone. So simply put, a widget is always on your home screen. And an app requires you to tap open the program for it to run.
哦，难怪，因为我是用 iPhone 啊，我都没有 widget 哎。不过呢，其实我有 Android 系统的 tablet 平板，
oh, okay.
就可以用到 widget 的功能。就是像你刚刚有提到，像是哎，如果你有时间的话，上面就会看到天气、温度，还有就是时间，还有行事历的 widget 我也蛮喜欢。那刚刚 Angela 老师提到这个，我倒是不知道，就是你可以完全就是有一些功能你是可以用的，像是蓝牙的开关。感觉它是一个 shortcut 一个捷径的一个概念哦。那这些呢，这个 widget 都可以出现在你手机的桌面，就是 home screen。那你只要点进这个 widget， 哎，就可以开始使用它的功能。不像可能我们 app 可能需要完全启动啊，就是开启这个应用程式才可以使用哎。
Okay, so if you ever need to change the language of your cell phone, you'll need to be familiar with the word settings. So settings is the place on a computer or other electronic device, such as your cell phone, where you can choose the way that the computer or phone works or looks.
OK, 我们来看一下 settings 这个字哦，就是指设定的意思。那 这个非常重要哦，因为在设定里面你可以设定你要的语言啦，或者是一些声音的大小声啊，你的背景图啊，像是我很喜欢设定那个勿干扰模式，勿扰模式。 So people won't call me like midnight.
Do you not disturb
after midnight?
I see, Here is an example sentence. You can change the settings on your phone like the time zone and language. You can change the settings on your phone like the time zone and language.
没错，你可以改变你的手机的设定，像是时区啦、time zone, 还有语言哦。
Okay, so remember this word is spelled with an S at the end. S-E-T-T-I-N-G-S. If we talk about one particular setting, like the setting for language or the setting for time zone, then we can just say setting. Mm. So for example, when we're on an airplane, we have to go into our settings to switch the airplane mode setting on. So settings refer to the place where all these different settings can be changed in our phones.
没错，其实一般我们提到的设定功能，我们当然就会用它的复数型 settings。除非你要提到某一项的设定的功能，像是呢，哎，如果你要坐飞机的话，你可能就要开启什么呢？就是 airplane mode setting， 就是飞行模式。那特定的呢，你就可以用单数来说啦。
嗯哼 ，I prefer phones with the home button. So on an iPhone, it's the round button on the bottom of the phone. The home button on a Samsung phone is like a round rectangle. A home button brings you back to the home screen or the main screen. See, the reason why I like home buttons is because it's easier to navigate the phone and also easier to wake up the phone when it's sleeping.
对哦，很像耶。Home button 就是主页键或是首页键哦，在 iPhone 其实就像这样的，圆圆大大的。可是呢，不同手机呢的 home button 好像就不同，像是如果是 Android 系统，像是三星，哎，我觉得，我好像昨天也看到 HTC 的时候，它长得很像一个那种小房子的形状。OK， 那这个 home button 很重要，因为它很像是唤醒手机，所以看到它好像萤幕快消失的时候，你要把它 wake up 的时候，哎，你就按一下 home button， 它就会亮起来了。
Yeah, here is an example sentence. Press the home button to get back to the main screen. Press the home button to get back to the main screen.
按主页键就可以回到主画面 main screen.
Okay, so the last word we'll leave you off with today is battery icon. So we did mention, you did give a definition for icon earlier in our introduction. An icon, like Facebook's icon, is the blue square with a white F in the middle. So a battery icon shows you how much battery is left in your phone.
Battery icon 就是电量的显示符号。Battery 就是电池 ，icon 之前提到是符号哦。Okay, so a battery icon indicates how much battery is left on our phone?
Right. So here's an example sentence. If the battery icon is red, you should charge your phone. If the battery icon is red, you should charge your phone.
没错，如果电量显示红色，你就应该要帮手机充电哦。
So we've come to the end of today's lesson, but stay tuned for our wrap up. So Laura, do you remember the very first cell phone you ever had?
天哪，我忘记了，好像是 Panasonic 还是 PHS. I can't really remember, 因为其实我是一个不常换手机的人，我都会很乖，等到用到真的不能用，这个手机已经 dead, 已经死掉的时候，不能用我才换那个手机。所以像是刚刚我之前不是有拿那个 iPhone, it's actually the second iPhone.I have.
Oh.
Okay, so but you know how lots of people actually collect iPhones? They have like every iPhone.
They do, yeah. It's a hard trend to keep up.
Right. What about you, your very first cell phone?
I had a really old, big and bulky Nokia. I don't even know if you guys have seen this phone before, but it's like pretty thick, pretty long. It's probably one of the oldest cell phones around. But yeah, it had a green screen, so it wasn't color. And there was no camera on it.
而且它有一个 game 叫贪食蛇
，The Snake Game，
对，那个很好玩。Okay, well, you guys have a think about, you know, what was your first cell phone, and I think we're out of time.
Yes.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
We can't take food and drinks into Taipei Arena.
We can't take food and drinks into Taipei Arena.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Vina. 看个演唱会呢，也是要有一点公民素养的哦。例如 ，We can't take food and drinks into Taipei Arena. 小巨蛋里面呢，不可以携带食物还有饮料哦。 还记得第一天的小聚会呢，我们学到一个字叫做 arena 吗？台北小巨蛋啊，台北 arena 就使用这个意指圆弧状的体育比赛或表演用的场地啦。带什么什么进入哪里啊，就是 take something into somewhere。I took some pens with me into the classroom. 以前考试啊，除了笔，什么都不能带啦。今天的小聚会呢，是说不能带食物还有饮料到小巨蛋里面。We can't take food and drinks into Taipei Arena. 稍微注意一下助动词 can 后面要搭配原形动词使用，否定的 can't 也一样哦。I can't speak Taiwanese fluently. 我无法流利的说闽南语。Can 后面接的动词啊，就是原形的 speak 啦。
I can talk with others in English.
我能用英文和他人沟通。Can 后面呢，接的就是 talk 原形。好啦，要有能力和他人用英语对谈，就先练习一下今天的小聚会吧。We can take food and drinks into Taipei Arena. 小聚会 ，I'll see you soon. Bye.
We can't take food and drinks into Taipei Arena.
We can't take food and drinks into Taipei Arena.
Chit chat.
I ever see 罗志祥 in person 呢？
诶，你应该要说 I have seen 罗志祥 in person， 不能用 ever 啦。嗯。
表姐，我们这个周末去台南玩好不好？我跟你讲，我都没有去过台南，有没有很怂啊？
好，还好吧。I have ever been to 台南 twice。我跟你讲，台南超好玩的。哎，那我赶快去订火车票，不然会来不及。
嗯，哇，表姐人真好哎。哎，不过她刚好像说 I have ever been to 台南，是不是？哎呦，这是一个很常见的英文错误哎。很多人常会错用把我曾经做过什么事情用成 I have ever 什么什么。事实上呢， ever 比较常出现的是在疑问句或者是否定句当中哦，用来表示从来怎么样或是至今怎么样，像是 Have you ever seen 林志玲 in person? 或者是 Some people have never ever tried sashimi before。但是如果你只要说诶我曾经去过哪里啊或做过什么事情，我们只要需要用 I have 接上过去分词就可以了啦，不需要用 ever。 所以刚刚表姐只需要说 I have been to 台南 twice， 这样就可以咯。而 ever 常用在这个否定句或是疑问句当中，表示这个加强语气，有着这个到底怎么样或是究竟怎么样的意思哦，像是 Why would anyone ever do that？其实你也可以说 Why would anyone do that? 只是加了这个 ever 更加有着究竟到底是为什么有人会这么做呢？
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
如果你要表示我曾经做过什么，只需要用 I have 接上过去分词哦，不需要用 ever。 ever 一般比较常用在疑问句和否定句当中，表示从来或是至今哦。
TalkingTexting technology.
Touchscreen.
Touchscreen.
My grandpa prefers a phone with buttons instead of a touchscreen.
My grandpa prefers a phone with buttons instead of a touchscreen.
App.
App.
Application.
Application.
Aaron downloaded a messaging app.To keep in touch with friends.
Aaron downloaded a messaging app to keep in touch with friends.
Widget.
Widget.
A calendar widget is useful because it shows your schedule on the screen.
A calendar widget is useful because it shows your schedule on the screen.
Settings.
Settings.
You can change the settings on your phone.Like the time zone and language.
You can change the settings on your phone like the time zone and language.
Home button.
Home button.
Press the home button to get back to the main screen.
Press the home button to get back to the main screen.
Battery icon.
Battery icon.
If the battery icon is red, you should charge your phone.
If the battery icon is red, you should charge your phone.